Hi everybody, welcome to Zanzana. I have the pleasure to have tonight Joe Bilo, a band from Finland with us. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
How are you doing? So before beginning the interview, let's present a little bit Joe Bilo. So Joe Bilo is Johanna Carey frontwoman, singer. Ronnie Seppänen, guitarist. John Lindqvist, bassist. Olli Vartiainen, drummer. Joe Bilo has two EPs, the first one in September 2020, it's named By the Rules, and the second one will be on April 16th, 21. So the EP No Control, with five songs, Mr. Death, Where Are You Now, Another Dimension, I Confess, and No Control. So this is Joe Bilo. Thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, glad to be here.
So, first question, what's the weather in Finland?
Crappy as always. No, it's actually been quite beautiful for the past days. We got snow that we didn't have last winter. So, not so gloomy and dark, just cold and slippery.
Yeah, and you know, there's a Zanzana fan who is in Finland now, who is watching us. It's Sarah Fresh, and she said she's waiting. Hi, Sarah, and there's Usema Arfewi. So, Joe Bilo, before making the interview, I'd like to broadcast. The one of the song of the last EP with Mr. Death to just know who is Joe Bilo for people who is discovering you tonight for the first time. Okay?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Devil.
Mr. Death, the song with Joe B. Lowe. Let's look at the reactions. Bonsoir tout le monde. New discover by the monster Caleb Lamar. Thank you a lot, Godfather. Welcome. Let's know who are you guys. Okay, so really, when the record company sent me, you know, the mail to make me discover Joe Below, and I listened to this song. I said, "Wow, very, very good." You know, it sound melodic, hard rock, and maybe I don't know. Maybe because of the rock band with the singer, it reminds me a lot. Not Cranberries. I had the name of the band in my mind. 5 seconds. Okay, yeah. I will say congratulations. It's very, very good. So let's speak about the beginning of Joe Below.
Sorry, what?
Let's speak about Joe Below. So who is the band Joe Below? I know that you were on another band before that was the Devil I Know. And after Devil I Know, you split Devil I Know and you made the band Joe Below.
Yeah, that's correct. Is basically, it like... this is a new band with a new singer. Also, basically, the group is the same as in Devil I Know, but now with the new singer, we are going to a different direction, I would say. Or what do you think, Ronnie?
Devil I Know disbanded around 5 years ago, and only myself and Jonne wanted to keep on making music and recording and performing. So looking for a singer and met up with Johanna, and we instantly hit it off, both musically and non-musically, and that's how Joe Below came to be.
Yeah, so we've been doing what we do.
Fans are good. Looking at us, are trying to give me some names of bands, frontwoman bands, you know, like Nightwish. No, Sarah, it's not Nightwish because I remember it. Shep told me Nightwish. Everyone is telling me Nightwish. I think this is finished. Moika. It's.
Yeah. Bye bye.
That's like okay. High. And Tevelsia Turusta. Okay. I told her she's Tunisian and Finnish, and she lives in Finland. The band who was thinking about is. I always forget its name, and I'm going to tell you. It's Cardigans. That's Cardigan. It. Cardigans. Yeah.
I haven't heard that before, but that's sounds nice.
You haven't heard about Cardigans
before? I have heard about the band, but I haven't been it compared to us, and that's like sounds good. I like that.
Yeah, it's you got let's speak about the sound of Joe Below, because it's guitar, bass, battery. You are only three musicians, so that means that the sound is very important to be the material that you use, that you choose. Must be very well chosen. So let's speak about you, about the sound of the guitar, Roddy.
Well, yeah, the basic guitar sound, I think I like to keep it quite classic, you know, overdriven guitar sound. We use a lot of drop tunings, so we actually tune down pretty low on these two EPs, which makes it sound a bit heavier. But yeah, I think stylistically there's quite a lot of variety, influences from different decades of rock music. So you can hear some kind of southern rock guitar playing in there at times, and at times it's quite modern and metal-y. So I don't know, that's basically what I think about the guitar sound of Pueblo.
Is it the same sound that you had with the previous band, De Villano? Did you sound like that on guitar?
Yeah, it's pretty similar. Kind of, I'd say, sort of a modern American style approach.
Yeah. Okay. And the drums, Oli. I think when there's with three musicians, guitar, bass, and drums, you need to it give you more space for playing, for diversing, the new rhythms, and to be more creative. Is it like that?
Yeah, I think so. But also, like, it's like less is more, you know. You don't want to overdo it. Like, I try to keep it as simple as I can, and when I have a good spot to do something that adds something to the song, maybe then like put something more. But otherwise, like, for instance, the song that we just heard, it's quite straightforward. So you don't want to overdo it in that way. It's more about, like, I'm a little bit of a heavy hitter, so it's about the big beat. Like, that's kind of the thing, but keep it simple, and seems to be working fine so far.
Okay, so who is with us? Joanna Kelly is here. Hi, guys. Joanna here, watching with a baby. Congratulations, Joanna. Joanna, I remember, is the singer of Joe Below. Bernarda Martinez, Lomi 5, love the song. And she says, and Javier Martinez. Okay, muchos saludos. C'est Oli desde Mexico. Wow. Watching this for us from Hola. Mexico. The voice of the singer is like Floor Johnson from Nightwish band, for She Hep. That's going to be good news for you. I think she's going to appreciate it. Monza Serrano, hola, Oli de Mexico. I think you got a fan club now in Mexico, guys.
That's great.
So, let's talk about why did you break up with the previous band, De Villano, and what was the new idea with Joe Below?
You want to take this, or should I?
Yeah, I guess De Villano wasn't really going anywhere at the moment.
Yeah.
So we decided to try something else. And we weren't actually really looking for a female singer when we started looking for new singers. But actually, when we met up with Johanna, we sort of instantly realized that this is it. This is the style we're going for. So I guess stylistically, compared to Devil, I know having female vocals brings a nice kind of a pop edge to our music that we didn't have before. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. I think like at Devil I Know kind of reached this point that we needed to move forward or like keep on doing what we started doing after that. It's not so different from what Devil I Know was, but still, like Ronnie said, like when we made up with Johanna there, that's just like clicked immediately with the sound. So yeah. Really happy we are right now with the band. So
yeah, what are the background of Johanna before joining Jobido?
I think she was a singer in Nightfish. But, at least comments. She's been doing music in other bands before, like but I think she had a maybe she can add with the comments, but I think she also had a bit of a break with being in a band like this that we're actively trying to do new music and when it's possible play gigs and so on. So but we're really glad that we met up with her. So but
So another question is why two EPs, one in September and another one next April? Why two EPs? Why not one album, one CD, or one EP and one CD? Just remember that the next album is this one, Jobido, and the album No Control that is out in April 16th.
Well, yeah, all of the songs on the two EPs were actually recorded during the same period. So okay. Initially we thought of releasing a full-length album, but then we decided to release it as two separate EPs so that we have maybe more time to build the audience, release more singles. So yeah, I guess that was the plan.
Yeah, I'm an album guy. I love albums. And yeah, we were seeing how fast we can get the songs in the position that they're ready to be released and so on. So that also gave us a little bit more time to like finish the second EP like to the level that we're happy with it. So, and also nowadays, I don't think it's you don't have to put out a whole album. A lot of people are just releasing songs. So I don't know. Does that answer your question? Or?
Yeah, I guess we kind of thought that an album at this point would go kind of unnoticed. So it would be easier to, you know, gain recognition by releasing a lot of songs and two EPs first. And then maybe think of an album.
Yeah, it's a wise idea. And Johanna said, I was in a band for many years, but had been without band for 5 and 6 years when I joined Jobido. Thank you, Johanna.
Now we know.
And okay, Emilio Castli, saludos a Oli. Emilio Castillo, Los Martinez, Lo Queremos desde Mexico.
Okay.
So, another question is how is it for a band in Finland for having label signature and to sign with a label, is it easy? How is the we don't know, we hear very a lot of Sweden scene, you know, Gothenburg scene, and all the things like that, with all the bands that come from Sweden. But apart Nightwish from Finland, with I think the ABBA of Finland, we don't hear very a lot about Finland scene. So how is it for a band to make music and to try to sign in a label and go abroad?
Well, I think Finland is mainly known for having a big metal scene. Bands like Nightwish and Children of Bodom and bands like that. But maybe not so much with rock music. I guess the biggest rock bands we've had might be Him, which was like 10 to 20 years ago, and Hanoi Rocks, maybe like 40 years ago.
Yeah,
Apocalyptic is also Finnish. There's a big metal scene going on still nowadays. I think it was bigger maybe like 10 years ago. And maybe we are now in the forefront of the next big boom, which might be a big Finnish
party. Hope so. So I can say, I made the interview with Joe Bilo. Yeah, man. Yeah, hope so. So, Sarah say ABBA is Swedish. That's what I said. I said Nightwish in Finland is like ABBA in Sweden. Yes, and she say Children of Bodom. Inverse Record, I think it's a from Finland label. The contact was easy with them for signing with them.
Well, we worked with Inverse Records before with The Devil I Know, so it was really easy to contact them and work with them again. So, yeah. that's about it.
Yeah, we sent some songs that we've been making lately, and they liked them and they wanted to release them. So we're happy, and so they got this amazing interview. So we're like so happy. No, they've been doing a great job. Us Finns working together to get Joe Bilo to the map.
Yeah. There's Shebalusi who said, who asked, do you have a Facebook page, guys? I'll search on FB and there's no page like. And after he found it, I found the page. Okay, Joe Bilo Band, like and subscribe, guys.
Thank you
very much. Thank you, Shea. And Brenda Martinez, they have a somewhat similar sound to the Pretty Reckless. That's a compliment. Yeah. What do you think about?
That's very true. I think the only two bands that come to my mind that sound kind of similar to us, there must be more than two, but I'd say the Pretty Reckless and Hailstorm are something. Yeah. At least Hailstorm is something that we are definitely influenced by, and I think we have some similarities to the Pretty Reckless as well.
Okay, so Sheba asked this question. Can you explain to us Joe Bilo, guys, and why you choose this name?
That's for you, Ronnie.
It's kind of a dumb story. I was reading online and I found out this article about it was 1940s jazz slang in the States. And it had this term, Joe Bilo, J-O-E, Bilo, that I guess was a term for musicians that play kind of underpaid gigs, you know, gigs where you didn't get even paid. So I kind of thought that's a perfect band name for us. And since we have a singer whose name is Johanna, why not shorten Joe, drop the E, and then became Joe Bilal. So that's the story.
Yeah, Ronnie is our specialist on band names, because I think Devil I Know came from you also, from
yeah, I guess so.
Motorhead song. So yeah, all the names for the bands are usually like so stupid until you wear them out and you don't even think about like where it came from. So
I think it's at 65% or 70% of the band names came like that, you know. So yeah. Chris is here. Chris Serrano. Hi, Jubilo. Congrats for your music from Mexico. Thank you, Chris. Sarah, same question at the same time. About Jubilo, because she asked the same question. She said, I thought that Joe comes from Johanna, and that's it. And Scorpion Horoscope. Who is Scorpion Horoscope? Sheb, who is Scorpion Horoscope?
No. Scorpion.
I'm not familiar with our sign, so I might be.
So, guys, before making Devil I Know, how did you meet yourself? Where are you? How was the connection of you guys of Devil I Know and Joe Bilal? How did you meet yourself in the beginning? What?
The scene is quite small here, but I was playing with them. With the singer of Devil I Know for a long time. We met in school and we had many bands together. And at one point, we were looking for a guitar player, and mutual friend like introduced us to Ronnie, and we kind of put the handcuffs on so he won't run away and we need to keep this amazing guitar player. So that's how Ronnie came along. And I've been playing with Ronnie since 2006 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and then we needed a bass player, and Ronnie knew Jonne. So that's how we got Jonne, and basically the same thing. We've been trying to keep him not going too insane, like with everything we put him through. But also, like, that's one big part. You were asking about the sound before, but only three guys, but everything has to click. And I think we played so many years together and maybe managed to like read each other so well that the sound comes from that. So
yeah,
happy where we are.
Yeah.
And about Johanna, we were looking for a singer and having some trials some years ago, and Johanna contacted us, and like we said, we hit it off immediately. So that's about it. Something to add?
No, not really.
I might remember everything so wrong because.
I think the choice of Johanna was very, very wise, because when we listened to her, we hear a lot of personality in her voice, and I heard some Devil I Know some songs, and it makes a lot of difference between the singer of Devil I Know and Johanna. I think maybe with the sound that you play with all these years playing together and trying to build a sound. This hard rock sound, And the personality and the voice of Johanna, I think maybe there's something for that can the in French they say la mayonnaise peut prendre. The I don't know how to to translate it in English, but maybe something is going on with this.
Yeah, hope so. But
yeah, we do hope so.
Yeah, it's also about the sound, how we sound, and big part of getting the sound as we want it is we do all like our own recording, and with the now to be released EPs also Jonne has done basically all the recording and mixing of it, so we keep the threads in our own hands in a way, we like it or not, but like I'm really happy with the sound that we got for these new songs, and also the first EP also. It wasn't mixed by Jonne, but still recorded and has a lot of influence for that, so we get what we want in a way, even though it's done in a cheap basement somewhere here in East Helsinki. So
yeah, and I think that the thing is going on because you are on two playlists in Spotify. You are on Spotify new entries and Spotify rock, I think, in Finland. So how the radios in Finland how you say it? I'm not very good in English. Now that's it. I try to find my words. how do the radios in Finland receive your music? Is it did they air your song Mr. Data?
I don't know if they've aired that song. I think some of our songs are playing even on surprisingly big radio stations here. So I guess they have some commercial appeal that we are not aware of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what I heard from when the first single from the first EP came out, I heard some on the quite a big radio station here. And they were reading the comments, and like I was happily surprised that people seemed to like it, and it seemed to fit like the radio station. But haven't had that much airplay, at least what we know of, in the bigger stations here. But hopefully, with this song, it's only been out for 1 week now. Hopefully, it will find its way to some stations. So
yeah, and I think the reviews of the first EP were surprisingly positive, all of them, which is kind of not that normal when you play kind of radio friendly hard rock. So yeah, you're always kind of expecting to get the lowest possible points, but so that was a big surprise.
I think the song Mr. Death is very radio-friendly hard rock. It can be aired very easily from a radio that broadcasts some rock or hard rock, maybe even radios that broadcast pop. I think it's very friendly. There's a question from Sarah. Are you going to perform in the Roots Rock this summer if there will be any festival because of this corona?
Bruce Rock hasn't contacted us yet, but maybe the letter got lost in the mail or it's still coming. I'm not sure, but maybe Sarah can like contact the promoters and ask them to sign us for the it doesn't matter if it even doesn't happen, we can go anyway, like it's fine.
But the question is, isn't it frustrating, there's frustration of having a first EP in September and a second EP in April, and but being able to defend this EP on going on concert and on playing in front of fans and making concert to defend the album.
Yeah, of course. Like, but we're not alone with the problem at the moment. And we like to think it in a way that we can use this time to make more music and focus on other stuff. We cannot do gigs right now anywhere. Of course, we are really eager to go play live gigs. But at the moment, we've been making best out of it and recording a lot of new stuff. So hopefully to be released like in the near future, let's see. But let's go first EP first. And but yeah, of course, it's frustrating, but also what can you do at the moment? So we've been trying to do what we can do. How did Bon Jovi say it?
I think Bon Jovi said, when you can't do what you do, you do what you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, we've been really prolific during the past year. I think we've made around 20 sketches for new songs.
Yeah.
And we've actually recorded most of them, or at least half of them. So, yeah, I think we're kind of on our way towards the next release.
Yeah, so when the gigs start happening again, we hopefully we are like quite far in the process of having the next release ready or so on. So we kind of have stuff in the drawer that we can focus on the gigs and getting in a great live shape when that happens. But I've got to focus what you can do. So
yeah. Sarah said, send a letter to Santa. You know,
will do.
Maybe it could work. Who knows? Mohammed Wildhaj, who are your inspiration bands, Joe Bilo?
Do you want to start the list?
Bon Jovi.
So many bands from at least the seven decades of rock music.
Yeah.
But I think the ones that we all share, at least most of us share, might be bands like Foo Fighters, Him, Kiss, Bon Jovi. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah. There's like periods when you listen to different kind of stuff, but also like we were talking about the Swedish bands, but Ghost from Sweden, like I think all of us listened to it or have listened to it at some point. And
the sounds
yeah, sounds
Sweden,
yeah,
as well,
yeah,
big influence,
yeah, a lot of like mostly being great old bands, but also really happy to find new bands whenever you stumble on. Like it's sometimes when you're just browsing through Spotify or something, and you can find bands that you never heard of. And
yeah,
like Joe Bilo,
yeah.
Yeah, there's a question from Shihab. After Corona, are you planning to come to Tunisia? We want to see you in our festival. Why not? We want to discover your music and how you play on stage. Okay, we're going to speak to the embassy of Finland to make it happen, maybe. Hope
yeah.
So.
Yeah, we would love that. Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
let's get rid of the corona. So, first stop Tunisia.
I hope so. Maybe this corona thing. Okay, it's you can't make concerts, but it's an opportunity to work more more with your image and to play, to make video clips, to defend the EP. Have you planned for the second EP to record a video clip of one of the songs?
Yeah, we have had some plans, and because I'm kind of an amateur making videos for my own laugh. So I've been working on something, a bit of a lyric video for the Miss Death song that I hope to put out in the near future. So when we get the second single out at some point, also let's see if we do something for that. But let's see. Now it's just glad to see the song being received so well, even without a video or anything. So
you have to tell to your tour manager. So first step Tunisia, and second step, we also want you in Mexico World Tour.
That's going to be an expensive tour.
Yeah, you're just going to fly from one place to a gig. Yeah, sounds great. Yeah, would love to play in Mexico.
Yeah. Sheb, who asked the question, but Sheb, they answered. So, what's your favorite bands, and from where you inspire your music? Let's speak about the theme, the lyrics. Who writes the lyrics? What are are you singing? What is your message in your songs?
Yeah, that's kind of a hard one for us to answer because Johanna is doing all the lyrics and the.
So melody. Wait, Johanna, you can write on comments.
Yeah, maybe she can answer a bit better for that. But I think if we don't have the lyrics anywhere written, but if you listen to the songs and pick up the lyrics from there, maybe you can make your own what does it mean to anyone. But I don't for any specific song, it's hard to say because I didn't write the lyrics, but we know like what they are about. But it's Johanna should be here to answer that, but maybe she can write if you're still there.
You don't want to answer.
I think Johanna answered to that in some interview that we did.
Yeah.
Some magazine, I'm not sure. I don't remember what it was.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Right. I was only reading my own parts.
Okay, and the music, what was the inspiration for this EP, and what makes it different from the first one?
I think stylistically it's pretty similar because the songs were pretty much written and recorded during the same period. So it's most of it is... I'd say it's like a stadium-ready hard rock, but with some little oddities in there as well. So on the first EP, we had some kind of disco influences, at least on one song, and we had some southern rock vibe on one song. So we might have some special stuff prepared for the second EP as well. So it's not all arena rock.
Yeah. Yeah, like Ronnie said, it's all the songs are done, been made like in around the same time, and also recorded and so on. So those just happened to make this good package of songs in one EP and another. But I don't think they're that different from each other. So. The stuff we've been working on now, it's might be we're going from really wide range of stuff there, but you will hear it someday. So maybe not in so near future.
So about the world tour, so we say Tunis, we said Mexico, but Sarah told you start with Turku first.
Yeah, we can be in Turku in 2 hours. A venue, we'll be there. I'll pack the transport meters from me now.
Okay, so here is Joanna. Joanna, I write about everything, whatever goes around my mind or what I see around me, my thoughts about world and life itself. Okay, that's it. That's explained. That's it. All everything is explained. And Sheb, why Joanna is not present with you guys? Because
she you don't answer that to Joanna. We were missing putting names in a hat and raffling, like who's gonna be able to be here. But no, it's with the schedule, me and Ronnie happen to be free at the moment to come here. But yeah, if Joanna wants to add something to that, why are you not here? So it's not far away, I know.
No, maybe because she's got a baby. I saw her. She was pregnant, I think, in the video clip that you recorded live. Kate K, no, I think that's it. No.
Yeah, it might have something to be with that, like, but I think it's a poor excuse. Like, skip this. The baby gotta be a month old already, so should be fine. But.
Home with a newborn, that's it. I guess it. Okay, how we say it in Tunisia, يكمل عليك. That means I hope everything is okay. So Jobilo, what are the schedule now for you? What are the album goes in April. We're in January. In September, there was the album. What are you planning for the next month or for the next months?
I think we're gonna drop a few singles from the EP first. So there's gonna be a new single about a month from now, and maybe another one in March. And I guess after the EP is released, we're going to really focus on writing and recording so that we have something to be released by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Maybe a song or two, or maybe even more.
Yeah. We're constantly recording new stuff and making new songs. And like I said earlier, like we're working on that the whole time, and meanwhile, like, the EP is coming out and so on, and we would love to, as soon as it's possible, the world opens a bit, do some live gigs also, because that's like a huge part of all this that we love to do. So
there's Mohamed is asking what kind of guitar and distortion do you use for playing?
I really like sort of a old school approach, just guitar through a Marshall amp with some distortion. So not really any pedals in the middle. I mainly use Les Paul type guitars. So for recording, I basically use Gibson Les Paul. And for life purposes, it might be something else. But Gibson and Marshall, it's like a classic combination. Can't go wrong.
I think it's Aerosmith, like this, no?
Aerosmith?
Who plays on Gibson. Aerosmith, Gibson and Marshall, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the great bands. I think I was inspired by Kiss in the beginning. So okay. They have Les Paul sound. Marshall's.
Yeah. And about the drums. What? Yeah, the drum kit.
I've been playing with a Sonar drum kit for 15 years or something like that. I'm not that big on like what type of drums they are or whether it's basically about the sound and of course I have a Ludwig Supraphonic snare drum that is a huge part of the sound so basically that and whatever I can hit really hard and it sounds good so I don't know but not like it doesn't really matter if it sounds good what's the brand or so on or if there's any sponsor deals available I get more information so
okay the message is aired and I hope that there's a sponsoring and okay, I was there was a question that's blown in the air. So thank you very much, Jobilo. I hope that I hope you all the success. I think that I hope that the your songs is going to be aired and that you're going to have the success that you deserve. Because really, I really liked your music.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We're really glad to hear it.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, welcome. You're welcome. And there's 1 hour from Tunisia and Finland, because now I think it's 10:30 in Finland. So thank you very much. Thank you very much, Guy, and a lot of luck.
Thank you.
Zanzana, l'émission métal.